USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment numbers are out for the month of March. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000.
This is the largest increase since January 1975.
Wall Street not reacting kindly to those numbers as the Dow lost 360 points to finish at 21,052. But as far as if we're seeing a recession, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News,
I don't personally believe we'll have a depression. I do believe we're going to have negative growth in the third quarter.
USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats and Republicans have different views on another stimulus plan. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to keep working on another stimulus bill to curb the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. Pelosi saying this morning that $2 trillion stimulus bill that was passed last week simply isn't enough.
We have a good model. It was bipartisan. It was signed by the president, but it's not enough. And again, money in the pockets of America's working families.
The top House Republican, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, is against crafting another economic stimulus package so soon. He told CNBC Congress should focus on implementing the roughly $2 trillion package that the president did sign last Friday.
The FBI is continuing to warn folks about scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The president says private sector companies are helping to fight the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The president, speaking at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, continuing to use the private sector to help with critically needed supplies to help infected people fight the virus. Here's the president.
Just spoke to Mary Barra of General Motors, and she said they're very soon going to be ready to start production of the ventilators. They have a lot of ventilators that they've committed to build, and they'll be starting very, very quickly. FEMA continues to deliver resources.
On live stream, former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden suggests that the coronavirus checks are being held up by President Trump.
We need to get direct cash relief payments out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Again, this may sound straightforward, but no American should have to wait a single minute so Donald Trump can put his signature on a physical check. It isn't about him. It's about families that need the cash now. Payments should be electronically made or via prepaid debit card, and they should be going out the door now.
The former vice president was in the White House when former President Obama sent out stimulus checks, which for some it took months to receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.